Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Insights and Published Magazine and Broadcast, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And today I am so thrilled because we have with us Jill Lublin. Jill is the three-time best-selling author of Guerrilla Publicity, Get Noticed, Get Referrals, and Networking Magic. An international speaker with more than 200 speaking engagements each year, Jill Lublin is an audience favorite for her lively and interactive keynote speeches, seminars, and special programs. Her unparalleled knowledge of publicity and networking has got the attention of ABC, NBC, CBS, The New York Times, Entrepreneur Magazine, Fortune Small Business, and a long list of media outlets worldwide. Having shared the stage with Tony Robbins, Richard Simmons, and Jack Canfield, when Jill isn't traveling the world wowing audiences, she hosts her own TV show, Messages of Hope. Jill also teaches powerful crash courses in publicity. Jill, thank you so much for being with us today.
It is a delight and pleasure. You are an amazing woman, so thank you for having me.
Well, you, my dear, are amazing. You have done so much great work. Can you share with us how you came about doing this great work that you do?
Well, thank you. You know, it's interesting. My story, like many of us, is a path of multiple changes, courses, and even obstacles. But what the path that led me to what I'm doing now is that I actually was in law school and, frankly, was so bored because I'm such a creative person that law school was not at all what I thought it would be. And I ended up thinking, I've got to do something interesting here. And I worked for an attorney who was in the music business. He happens to be very famous because he promoted Bill Graham and major rock and roll stars and was very famous in the music business. And I ended up working for his attorney, which was an amazing blessing at, 22 years old. And, well, what happened from there was my whole career in the music business started because the reality was I knew that law school wasn't really the right choice for me. And what I ended up doing was getting into the promotion area of the music business, which is, of course, all about entertainment, all about perception. And I had a blast doing that, ended up as the director of promotion and publicity at 5 independent record labels. And that was when record labels really were independent and when we actually had to come up with highly creative ways to help our musical artists get their word out there, get their name out there, get their image out there without spending a fortune. Really privileged to be at the forefront of that. That's really where my career started, in the music business, in publicity, in promotion, really helping exploit, and that's the word we use in the music business, artists so that their image can get more known and their names can be more visible.
Well, and you were absolutely magical in that area, expanded to so many other individuals and industries and target markets. I know that your TV show is inspired by your own tragic setback and that you also share powerful core lessons and moving stories with regular people who are also overcoming, and making comebacks, overcoming challenges. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, it's interesting. In terms of my own challenges, I've had them like everybody. And one of the things that I feel so clear on is part of my purpose is to be a messenger and to help others with their message. So, when I've had my own problems in my life, what I've learned how to do is translate them. And, truthfully, Vicki, I'm a translator. That's my gift, is to take people's message and translate them so that it can be seen and heard in the public eye. And so taking someone's story, including my own, and making it work so that others can hear it in a way that's more available, in a way that has them touch it, feel it in the heart and feel it in the gut. These are the places and spaces to go that make such a huge difference for all.
That is so beautiful, Jill. And, our space today is so crowded. Can you give any tips about how people can make that happen today in such a crowded space?
Well, so this is going to come straight out of Guerrilla Publicity, one of my books, And the reality is that it's really all about your message. Your message matters. And if you look at the word message and you circle the first two letters are me. And if you look at the word message and circle the last four letters are sage. Me, sage, is in the word message. I have to tell you, that was such a big aha for me, because what it pointed out is the need to find and promote and spread your wisdom so that your wisdom helps and support others. So find your sageness in your message. And I'll tell you, a great formula for that, very powerful, that really works, is to create a problem and speak the problem out there, and then give people real solutions. Because you know what I've noticed, you know, having worked in publicity for more than 24 years now, and thousands of people in my publicity crash courses and other programs I offer, is that people really focus too much on them, what they do, what they offer, versus the problem out there and listening to the reader, the viewer, the listener. So this is about preparing literally a script and having the problem today, and then fill in that blank, particularly with a statistic that affects the reader, the viewer, the listeners. Like in my case, I would say, you know, the problem today is 4 out of 5 businesses will go out of business because they have no clue how to create publicity without spending a fortune. And that's a statement problem. And then give people 3 real solutions. I mean good ones. I mean the things that people pay you for. I mean valuable content. And give people real value and benefit. So I'll tell you, and these are 3 tips for all of you out there. They're my publicity success strategies, and here they are. The 3 ways to create more publicity and visibility in the marketplace is to create your ooh-ah factor, to create the I've heard of you somewhere syndrome, and the 3rd way is to focus on networking magic and show up in your communities at least 2x a month for name and face recognition. And those, my friends, are much more valuable tips, tricks, and techniques. And no tricks really involved. They're really easy, simple ways to get your message heard and to promote your message so that other people can hear it.
Oh, that is unbelievably valuable information, Jill. You know, I know that your best-selling book, Guerrilla Publicity, is just loaded with really valuable information. Can you share with us what inspires you to write?
Well, one of the things I'm big on is put your information in ways that people can process it. And books, not to mention being one of my favorite things in the world, but I think are really wonderful ways for people to get great information in a simplified version. And when I got asked to do Guerrilla Publicity, I, you know, thought of ways that people could take small bites of information. Like most of our chapters are 2-3 pages in Guerrilla Publicity. In fact, every one of my books is written that way, so people can take bite-sized small chunks quickly. So that's an inspiration to me, to do it, to make information simple and clear, to provide it in a way that you can open any page and get valuable information. We have checklists. We have resources. I love that. You know, just make things really simple for people. So I was inspired to write it because I also was honored and blessed to be asked by J. Conrad Levinson to write a guerrilla book. You know, he's the father of the popular guerrilla marketing series that sold over 1 million books. And for me to be asked to be in that circle was totally an honor, and I'm very grateful for that and so excited to be part of the Guerrilla series. And then being able to put your information into a quick, easy-to-read, replicatable way, that's the power of publicity. And, you know, I have to walk my talk, and I think when you're in a process of writing a book, you have to take your information and condense it literally into step-by-step systems, actions, checklists, ways that the public can hear it, gather it, and more importantly, respond to it. So that's a really important piece of this.
Oh, and Jill, you know, your contribution has been so huge in the literary world on so many different levels. Can you share with us maybe what your most important moment has been in that contribution?
Oh, boy. Thank you for asking. Well, that's an interesting question. I think, you know, there's a few things. I mean, in writing a book, that to me was so profound, I have to tell you, because, you know, it's interesting. I remember the first time I saw my picture life-size, it kind of scared me. You know, it's like, wow, check that out. I'm on a poster. Now, you got to get, I've been teaching publicity. You know, I've been walking this path for really, this has really been my whole career. And somehow to see yourself in, you know, in that, it's like cracking out of an eggshell. It's like, and I, you know, what's great about this is because I felt it, I know how my clients feel. Sometimes they're a little afraid, sometimes a little bit, you know, the confidence level needs to be accelerated. And because I'm sensitive to this and have been through my own journey, that's been one of my gifts, is to really help people accelerate their own confidence, be very clear in their message, and able to take their message out to the public to increase credibility and visibility. And I will tell you that in my own moments, I had to deal with my own coming up into a higher level of fame, dealing with the messaging and creating new ways to, you know, put myself out there. So all of that enables me to, with great sensitivity and delicateness, to listen to my client's message, to retranslate it, and to, with the kind of strength and agility and gift that I have of creating messages, to support them and getting it out there and bigger and bolder and, you know, coming out in a powerful way. I think it's time for people to come out with their gift, with their message, with the power of who they are, and really step up into what their God-given purpose is. And I'm excited to be part of that.
It is so exciting. But, you know, with the Internet and everything that's transpired, and you've been there in the forefront of all of it, you know, the space has become really crowded. I know you're a big believer in collaboration. How important do you think that is today? And how do you create really rich relationships and quality joint ventures and so forth in today's world?
Well, clarity. Clarity is number one. And I'm going to tell you, you know, I'm honored to be part of a collaboration with J. Conrad Levinson. How wonderful that is. And we were clear. You know, what was the agreement? So make sure you have clarity on the agreement. The truth is, I wrote that book, Jay, because of his wonderful name in the industry. His name, you know, was the context for the gorilla. He received part of the royalties on the book. He received, you know, he was compensated in different ways. So make sure you're clear on what the agreement is. That's really important. I went number one on Barnes & Noble with my third book on McGraw-Hill called Get Notice, Get Referrals. We went number one on the whole Barnes & Noble list. One of the main reasons we did that is because of my wonderful joint venture relationships. So one of the things I learned through that experience and really, you know, working the joint venture relationships so that it really had real results, is that, number one, I had identified my JV partners before the book. I mean, the good news is now I have even more. Now I have other relationships. And you know, frankly, even for that particular moment, I remember one gentleman who was a JV partner on this. He had a 100,000-person mailing list. And he said to me, Jill, I'm doing this because of our relationship and our long-term friendship, and because whenever I've called you, you've helped me. You've just always been right there to help me, and I'm willing to help you right now because I know you need it in this moment to make this book go. So, you know, with that, isn't that interesting that putting ourselves, you know, sometimes in the middle of a relationship, making sure it's out, making sure you keep those relationships good, and frankly, identifying your JV partners from the get-go. So I'm doing this, you know, every 6 months, re-identifying who are my JV partners, who's helping me spread the word. You have to do that, stay clear, And frankly, take care of your partnerships and your relationships. And I'll tell you a great strategy that I use that I think is really helpful. And that is that once a month, I have what I call my advocate list. Now, these, by the way, aren't all my JV partners, but these are people who are my fans, who I have great relationships with. Some of them are my JV partners. And they are people who are willing to stand up and wave the white flag, you know, and go, hey, pick her, she's fabulous. And if you were to call them and ask for a referral, they would give it to you. They would endorse me and give me a testimonial. So once a month, I send them some kind of communication and something about something that I'm doing or just keeping in touch. Sometimes I'll just call them, hey, how are you doing and what's up for you and how may I help you? So there is ongoing relationships. I call it my advocate strategy, and tends to be 25 people who are my champions, who are out in the world with me and do help. So that's one of the ways I found most helpful.
Yeah, you know, Jill, I love what you said, too, about the fact that you've had something to offer them and contribute to them. So it builds that relationship before you're necessarily asking for their assistance. And I think that that's so beautiful and so critical, too.
Yes, but, you know, here's the other truth. You got to be clear about what you need and want. And what I found, remember I started with clarity, it's okay to ask people for what you want. Just be clear about it, and then be clear about, you know, maybe the ways you'll support them, or be generous out to someone else, you know, and so making sure that that circle always keeps going of clarity, of helping others, you know, of supporting others with what they want to get done, because I think who said it first, Zig Ziglar, if I recall, and if I'm misquoting, please forgive me, but, you know, if you help enough other people get their dream, yours will come true too.
Yeah, such a beautiful and really important point to make. Well, Jill, I've heard you speak, and I'm so thrilled that we're looking forward to having you speak at one of our upcoming events. But you've also helped others hone their skills to become great speakers. So what's your secret?
Oh, my secret. You mean for me, my secret? My secret for me is really to stay in action. No matter what, to stay in action no matter what. Because, you know, the truth is some days are better than others. And what I've learned through thick and thin, through when the economy is falling apart, no one was hiring marketing people, so I shifted my offerings to a publicity crash course instead of running a PR agency. And you know what? Now I'm helping thousands of people, not just one-to-one, and, you know, in intimate, wonderful programs. And I love teaching my publicity crash course. So guess what? By being flexible, by working with the circumstances of what is, by developing and working within the context of your unique gifts and talents, which I'm blessed to have some of my own, with being able to be a messenger and to help other people spread their message and have a way of knowing how to deal with the press to create credibility, to drive prospects, to make more money. This is a message I love helping other people with now, and I'm so excited to use that to support others. So be flexible. Don't get too attached to who you think you are and what you think you know, and be willing to recreate programs and do the right thing depending on what's needed in the moment. And I think that's some of the key.
Wow, it's just a constant adventure and growth process, isn't it?
It is, honey. There's no stopping. I mean, you know, people say to me, they did their publicity a year. I'm like, well, a year ago, great. Who are you now? You know, I've had three books out. Let me just tell you, every single book, we do a new kind of publicity effort, and we focus in on a new message. And now I have another message. And, you have to consistently create yourself newly and take a look at who are you now, using your background, using your strengths, using who you've been, and creating it now, which is one of my strategies that I think is really helpful, and that is look at your bio every 3 months to see what's new, what you forgot, what you need to add in, what needs to be replaced. That's important. So just like I tell everybody, guess what? I have to do this too for myself. And you know, frankly, making sure that there are new messages all the time is important.
Mm. Yeah, really, really important. And thank you so much for mentioning that, Jill. How do you hope overall to inspire others?
How do I help inspire others?
How do you hope to inspire others?
Oh, hope to. Yes, thank you. Well, you know, I think the simple answer, by being a messenger and helping others spread theirs. You know, I'm so inspired by the stories I hear when I'm out speaking, when I'm out teaching my publicity course. The stories that people have are so profound. And, you know, honestly, they don't even usually hear it themselves. They don't think about how to use their story in a way that will really inspire and support others. And I'll just tell you, you know, an example of that. My client, Lauren. Well, she had breast cancer, but really Lauren was an expert in stress because on her way to getting a divorce, and literally like 5 days before divorce court, her doctor told her she had fourth stage breast cancer. Well, that's the kind of thing, you know, you don't take lightly. And Lauren has had 17 surgeries since then. And she, I'm so, thank God, is doing wonderful. And I will tell you, with Lauren's story, we took out her story about, when I say take out, we took it out to the press and talked about how to deal with stress in stressful times. Well, that was a great story in dealing with, you know, the economy and the issues around the economy. And then 3 months into our contract, we were consulting together. I said, Lauren, we got to switch your story. She's like, why should we switch our story? We're doing great. I said, because the story is about now breast cancer, because breast cancer is in October, we celebrate Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And you've had breast cancer, so I want you going out talking about this. And by switching her story to her personal story, we were able to get her into Red Book Magazine. We were able to get her into Lifetime, into the Denver Post where she lives, to become a celebrity in your backyard by using her personal story. So I think that's really an important part of life, is use your personal story. And for me, that's, I love inspiring people to do that and to think bigger, broader, wider about public relations than sort of the same old that most people keep thinking about. And so I think I bring a fresh perspective and a new way to think about how to spread your message. And if I inspire people that way, that's wonderful. That and being the best person I can be in every moment, with a great attitude and a positive way about me. Somebody said to me the other day, you know, you smile. When I see you, you smile a lot. And I hadn't really thought about that, but the truth is, I want to smile. I want people to stay open, be open, and feel better in my presence. And you know what? If I do that, it's been a great day.
Mm. That is so beautiful. Jill, so you shared with us what had inspired you to write in the literary world in which you've been really prominent. Wait, what inspires you in your life?
Well, I'll tell you, mostly nature. Nature inspires me. I love being with nature. I love the ocean. I love the mountains. It's important for me to connect with nature quite a bit. It helps me a lot. And I love my cats. They inspire me. Because I'm sitting here thinking, here's this little kitty curled up in the sun all day sleeping and in between getting love from me and being fed, you know, consistently and playing. What a great life. What a great life. And, you know, I think there's a book about lessons I learned from my cat or something like that, you know, take cat naps and you know, play with things often and, you know, lay around. I thought, what a cool thing, you know, that cats seem to have this down. But, you know, I'm laughing a little bit. I just say nature on the whole inspires me. Staying inside of and reading books consistently, keeping grounded in my spirituality for what's important to me, that's, you know, that helps me. I tell you, those are some of the things.
You know, and in order to make that happen, Joel, because you've made that happen so beautifully, is there a tip or an exercise that you could share with us that you use yourself in order to make that happen for you?
About staying inspired?
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you that I have one general rule, and that is 30 minutes of focused Jill care, you know, and here's the thing, I keep trying to make it, and I often will, 90 minutes, because I was inspired and told to make it 90 minutes, but I am committed, no kidding, you know, 30 minutes a day. So what does that mean? There's certain programs I listen to. I do inspiring reading every day. I keep my mind positive. And I work with coaches. I mean, I have people who keep me in check. And before this interview, I had a 30-minute coaching session. So I invest in myself with coaches, consultants. I hire people to keep me, shall we say, in line so that, you know, so that I lead the best life I can. And that's one thing I learned a long time ago is, I don't try to stay in my own box. I have other people support me and help me with ways, new ways to think about things, because I'm in my own box, you know? So that's really important to me. Get support. I have friends I can call that when things are happening, you know, it's like I can get support. And so I have a good team, and I think having a good team is important. My team consists of coaches, consultants, my own administrative staff, of course, who I can count on, and my friend. You know, who's in your circle? Who's in your circle? And make sure that they're the right match for you.
Mm. Oh, again, so beautiful and so, so important. So, Jill, you're always up to so many unbelievably creative, wonderful things. What are you up to now?
Oh, well, you know, it's interesting about life because, yes, you always have to look, who am I now? And, you know, as we came into this year, I went, who am I now? You know, one of the things that occurs for me is that I really want to take my career more international because I think there's a lot of need for people in other countries to spread their message, a lot of desire to bring their message into the U.S. marketplace. And travel inspires me. You asked what inspires me. So I thought, what a great way to combine the two so that I can travel and inspire others around the world to get their message heard. So that's my plan now, is to go more international, as well as to keep looking at my products, offerings, what am I out there with, how can I keep supporting people with their message, great fun ways to do that. So that's what I'm up to right now.
Oh, that is so great to be able to spread this great message even more globally than you have in the past. And I know the next question is probably way too premature, but do you have a legacy you'd love to leave the world?
Well, you know, here's the good news for me, because I'm so much about keeping your information out there and your message. And I'm blessed that I have had 3 books already. And, you know, honestly, if I went tomorrow, the fact is now I have a legacy. I have a way that people can access information out of my content, and I'm grateful for that. My legacy is how to be influential. My legacy is about spreading your message. My legacy is about getting your message out. And I say you because I'm talking to the people who are reading this article, the people who are listening to this interview. I'm talking about helping people, and this is my commitment, really spread positive messages. And that would be more my legacy. I want positive news in the world, and I think that's important. And if I could have one, you know, wave the wand wish, it would be that the positive news of the world gets out, and that's what fills people's hearts now. And, you know, having worked in media for, gosh, more than 24 years, I know it's not like that right now. And so I want to switch that. I want to switch that. And I think that will make a big difference.
Oh, well, Jill, you have filled our heads and our hearts with so much wisdom and wonderful, beautiful information today. If those out there would like more of your wisdom and be able to connect with you, how can they do that?
Well, thank you. Well, one way, if you want to talk to me about any support you need, just call my office and I'll give you that, which is 415-883-4444. 1-800-875-4455, and I do consulting and publicity crash courses and can absolutely help you in any way to get your message out. And then I'd love to give away a free gift, and if you go to publicitycrashcourse.com/free gift, publicitycrashcourse.com/free gift, you will find a very specific video that will support you with really concrete ways to get your message out and help really monetize your business, get you more prospects, and make you more money. And that's what I love about publicity.
And that is a must-have for everyone. Jill, thank you so much for your generosity of offering that great gift and all of your wonderful wisdom today. And it's just been so wonderful to spend time with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Jill, tell me a little bit more about some of the obstacles that you've had to overcome to experience the great success that you have.
Well, thank you. You know, here's what's interesting. I have my third book coming out on McGraw-Hill, and I'm so excited, and it's done, and it's ready to come out in June. And then in January, I actually had an accident, and I fractured both ankles at once in multiple places. Now, can you imagine being in a wheelchair for 5 months with casts on both legs, and you cannot actually move? So I had to have a caregiver. My partner Steve had to get me ready every morning. I couldn't sleep in the bedroom because we couldn't get a wheelchair in the room, and I had to sleep out in the main hall and use all kinds of things that I don't even want to go into details about right now. But let me just say that it was a profound experience for me, in the sense that I was stopped in my tracks. And to reflect on the meaning of that, and of course, you know, right before a book launch, and what I learned from that was, you know, that was really what inspired me to do my positive news TV show, which is called Messages of Hope. And when I felt good enough to actually be able to start taping it, I actually now have a TV show called Messages of Hope that airs weekly. I actually did a live conference for it that was held in Los Angeles, and it had 124 people. So I realized that, you know, one of the things that I got was being in this situation of what was an obstacle, what was a problem, to turn it into something that was positive, something that was inspiring to me that I knew would inspire others, and to frankly learn how to deal with this, like asking for help. I had to learn to ask for help. I had to learn how to have a really good team so that I could be cared for. And then, of course, when the book came out, what was so great is because we had done enough pre-work, because I had great joint ventures in place and relationships, because I had a good internet marketing team and a wonderful publisher at McGraw-Hill, and knew how to do my publicity, we were ready for the book no matter what, even though I still wasn't healed fully. Even though, you know, I just come out of the cast and learning to walk again and able to use a walker, wow. You know, so I'm just saying that it was no matter what. And I think part of life presents itself so that you too can overcome, be prepared, and do the things you're to do no matter what. And that for me was what was powerful. Going ahead no matter what, learning and doing and creating a TV show, Messages of Hope, and then putting on a whole conference. That to me was no matter what. And so I hope if anything inspires you about this story, it's to know that, hey, guess what? You can still have a best-selling book. And knowing the what to do's in what order, having the right knowledge and a replicatable system and a great team, which I was blessed to have all that. And let me just say, you know, it wasn't perfect. And we literally stumbled our way through some of it, but having all that in place made a huge difference.
Oh, that is so inspiring. And so inspiring to think that it's not always about us. Sometimes things happen that can be a catalyst for us to do unbelievably great things like what you've accomplished in order to not only share your stories with others, but showcase theirs. So thank you so much, Jill.
You are so welcome.